All right, everybody, here we go. I'm Ellis Cannon, KDK Radio Midday for 3 hours. Thank you so much for joining us early in the show as we set the table of what will follow. Say hello to Ashley when you call. You know the magic number, 866-391-1020, to get you aboard. It's toll-free. You could use that number on the Wright Automotive text line at 866-391-1020, the best deal in Pittsburgh. You can dollar bank instant access me at kdkradio.com, where you can learn a lot of good things, and also follow me on Twitter at Ellis Cannon. I want to talk about Amazon, Stan Lee, CNN suing the president, and changes in the president's cabinet. That would be our main entree list. We have some things that we'll also be talking about that might be in the appetizer area, such as when can a haircut be too short for radio, and also the power of political correctness in the country. That's actually a very, very good topic. We'll see if we can get to that. So early on today, I spoke to somebody near and dear to me, and I said, we lost Amazon. And he stopped me and said, we never had Amazon. I said, no, we lost it, though. It's not coming. He said, no, it's not coming because we never had it. And I thought, that's true, but my first reaction about we lost it, I bet, is reflective of what a lot of people might have thought about when they heard the news that it was going to be going to Long Island and Crystal City, which is just, that's really a tight fit. But that's their problem, not mine. The first thing I thought about was whether it meant anything to you other than it was either a loss or something never coming this way. It all depends on your point of view and your perspective. If you felt, for instance, that this talk had gone so far along that it almost felt like we lost something, we could hit it from that angle. If you felt as if that was all a pipe dream to begin with, then obviously you're not that stunned. Now, I'm not stunned by any stretch of the imagination, and I always felt it would be an upset. But really, for some period of time, my focus has been less on whether or not we get that and more about what we can do about it if we don't. The odds were we were not going to get it. So thinking ahead, my idea was what we would do if we didn't get it, and I think there's a lot to be done. I think that we're going to be learning more soon about the bid details. And I'm not so sure it's going to shake everybody up as nearly as much as we thought, but we'll see. More importantly is what you do next, and I think there's a lot to do next. Buried somewhere in the idea that this is split between New York and Arlington, Virginia, is that something called an Operation Center of Excellence, somebody came up with that, put a tag on that, price tag, is going to go to Nashville for Amazon that will create more than 5,000 jobs. Now, we all know about billions of dollars coming and 50,000 jobs and so forth. Would you say no to 5,000 jobs? Would you say that that might actually be something that profiles a little bit better for us than 50,000 jobs? This is no easy thing to take on 50,000 or for that matter 25,000 jobs, which I was fine with, actually somewhat better than 50, but we know what can follow with 50 or even 25,000 jobs. But 5,000? See, I've already designated somebody, if I'm in the county executive's office or the mayor's office, to be up all night figuring out what the targets are going to be to find 10 Amazons, 10 operational centers of excellence. I'm copying and I'm pasting and I'm selling the fact that we've gone from 238 proposals to top 20. And if word could leak out it was in the top 10, Come on. Do you have the confidence in your government officials that they can make that work for you? I do. And I think that that's what's going to happen. You take the core elements of the proposal, you scale them back, you tweak them, you have more than enough to sell based on the own merits, meaning the things that you already had aligned that you consider perfect for Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, and the region. You sell 238 down to 20, and you get as many out there as you can. They're out there. This would by no means be an end to me. It would actually be the beginning. 866-391-1020, your reaction to what I say, your reaction to not getting Amazon, your reaction to whether it was a loss or something we never had. Second of all, Stan Lee died yesterday during the course of the broadcast. We talked about this, 95, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, L.A., pneumonia. Now, I'm going to work this from an actual truthful angle, as if I never do, but you're going to be somewhat surprised, perhaps. I obviously wasn't going to work it yesterday. There's no segue between Veterans Day and Spider-Man. So we never attempted it. It would have been terribly off-putting. And besides, we had something working yesterday that was just wonderful. I never read comic books. Ever. Zero. I know nothing about comic books. Now, there are a couple of reasons for that. I don't know if you know this, but I was speaking complete sentences by the time I was one. I read the Wall Street Journal cover to cover by three. So I never sort of got comic books. But I have a feeling a whole heck of a lot of you did. No judgments. And if that's the case, and you could teach me up about these characters and who was your favorite and where Thor fit in relative to Iron Man and Human Torch and the Invisible Woman and, well, Professor X, educate me, educate us on your favorite. Now, there's a superhero. Thanks, Mick. Ellis Cannon, here till 3 o'clock, KDK Radio Midday. I guess we need a superhero today. We lost Amazon. Seriously, I have no idea whether the Amazon thing is going to move the needle at all, but it really depends on where you were coming from. This was just the politicians doing this. I never had an interest. I didn't care. It was just going to make my life that much more miserable. I think it would have been great because we have an infusion that would otherwise never have come. Number three, it's irrelevant. We lost. We never had it. It's over. Move on. Number four, what do we do with it from here? There's so many different angles that could develop from all this, and I do want to take your temperature. So at 866-391-1020 on that, I think there's a lot that can be built on and from that experience. It could be positive. Now, having said that, like any other number of things, this is a day-to-day life. And the idea of immersing oneself into a topic way above our pay grade may not be the first topic of the day. Like, how are we going to pay our bills and the water line just broke? But if you were a politician, if you were the city mayor, if you were, in fact, the chief executive of the county, what would you do with this? I already told you what I'd do. I'd copy, paste, and send. It wouldn't be hard at all. Copy, paste, and send. There has to be a list, local, regional, state, national, global. that wouldn't have a problem getting a packet in the mail, if they do that anymore, what would you do? I would sell, sell, sell. Second of all, as I mentioned earlier, Stan died yesterday. We know that. I'm going to go through some of his works very briefly, get to Jorge and Clareton. I did not know anything about comic books. I know nothing about comic books. I never read comic books. So as a result, I don't know anything about these characters. Ant-Man, Avengers, Black Panther, Daredevil, Doctor Strange, Fantastic Four, Mr. Fantastic, Invisible Woman, S.H.I.E.L.D., Nick Fury, Iron Man, Thing, Hulk, Spider-Man, Cyclops, Iceman, Angel Beast, Thor, Wasp, X-Men, Professor X. I was about Strat-O-Matic baseball in the Wall Street Journal. I don't understand this. I never read it. My friend Liz used to sit there and read Thor in 11th grade, but he was smart enough to do that. If you are really into it, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Hey, George, how are you?
My man, cup of tea. I enjoyed that conversation yesterday when your cousin, so to speak, called up talking about the Lamorous.
That was cool. Unbelievable. The guy from White Oak, was that on Burrill or what?
Yeah, I was. That was really cool. And you said Nick Fury. I went to school with Carter Fury. I'm one of their kids.
I got to tell you what. I mean, if there were five lambs and five pigs involved and he was half Irish and half Serbian like me, there'd be no way I'd be calling a radio station.
Okay. Oh, I hear you. And I doubt if it would be grass fed.
Yeah, well, true. Hey, real quick, I got to ask you. I want you to get your comic book thing here, but I'm going to ask you. I'm thinking about running this by you, okay, as an idea.
All right.
There are a lot of people out there that love Stan Lee and a lot of people that loved a particular character. So rather than have them call me, I can't believe I'm doing this on live radio. Rather than have them call me and tell me who their favorite was, I'm thinking about having them call me identified as their favorite. Instead of saying
that'd
George,
be pretty interesting.
Yeah, instead of like George calling next, it would say Hulk. I think that'd be pretty fun.
It would. You know, I don't want to burst any bubbles, but like you, I only read one comic book in my life. And it was in the spring of 65. I was in third grade. And it was a fictitious, well-built Marine versus this fictitious, well-built Nazi. And they were in a submachine gun battle. And I learned one phrase that always baffled me. And the phrase was, at that point, I saw my whole life flash in front of me.
So profound. Maybe I missed something. You know, it's a cesspool to begin with, but Washington, D.C. is such a great source of nonsense right now. You got everybody from Wilbur Ross getting thrown out of the cabinet to Kirstjen Nielsen being forced to resign. She's a DHS secretary. I just got a blast that says John Kelly could be on the way out after a little kerfuffle with the First Lady. We have CNN suing the president and five other defendants based on Jim Acosta, trying to figure out how to put this. This is going to be pretty original. What would I say about that? Oh, I got it. Lock him up? And last but not least, has anybody else heard anything about a caravan in the last 10 days? The shopping cart invasion? Anybody feel used a little bit about how that was played out? I mean, and I'm dead serious. I haven't heard anything about it. Are they still 800 miles away like they were when they were invading? Ashley, I'm trying to tweet. Hi, everybody. All right, I'm going to tell a story. And I have a couple of serious items here, but I really want to make Stan Lee work. I'm going to tell you straight up. And I work without a net, so let's see where it goes. As a lawyer, when you go to pick a trial lawyer, you go to pick a jury, you have these strangers in front of you, and you go through this process where it's called voir dire, and you sit down, and you know the court staff asks some questions, and you make notes, and these long 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Is that the size? Is that the long one? Or is it 10 by 14 or whatever? It's a real long one. And it's in, you know, it makes copies when you write on it. I can't think. And you make these little notes, you know, fireman believes in this, goes here, wants that, you know, that type of thing. Father of. And then you make your own little notes. And you're allowed sometimes to ask some questions. And then ultimately the process, like Amazon, works down from like 250 down to 20 down to your number, depending where you are. And then you have a jury. And there's nothing really that empirical about it. It's not like you're, you know, Googling people. If you're hired as a trial lawyer, you're basically hired if they're hiring for the right reason and the right person because you have great instincts. That's just straight up. And at that point, your instincts are critical. You can't control the whole process, obviously. Some people want out. Some people, you know, are really not good for your case and so forth. But ultimately, you get a jury. And once you get this jury, you immediately, at least I was, trained to believe, not accept, but believe that's the best jury in the world. Period. That's the best jury for your case you could possibly get no matter what. And you work in front of that jury with that mindset from the moment you stand up until the moment you sit down. So, as I've always said, when people say, well, do you miss practicing law? Well, not really. And one of the reasons is I have a trial every day. And that was a favorite thing that I did. And so, that makes you the jury. That's how this has always worked to me. It's the same process. Research, present, persuade, negotiate, market, all of that. Except I got a lot bigger jury. And as we've done this now for some period of time, and we know the road, you get to a point where you say, I trust the jury. At the very least, you say, I trust the jury. So I'm putting something out there right now that is based on that training. We're going to find out if it works. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. If it does, I think it's going to be funny as hell. Now, I really am serious. This is no play. I never have read a comic book in my life, period. I've never read page one to page last. Never. I know, geeks geek, and so forth. That's assumed. We know that. But this guy, Stan Lee, I remember seeing him in one of these shows here about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer, when the boys were smaller, and he was like a judge on a superhero show. I thought it was funny. Got a kick out of it. And I remember Hulk because of the ABC series. I mean, that's it. But speaking of attorneys, Ashley tells me that one of the characters he created was Daredevil. And Daredevil, she says, was, I don't know, an attorney. And in fact, there's a show on Netflix featuring Mr. Daredevil. Now, I want you to think about this for 1 second. I want you to think about driving down Route 88 and dealing with the knuckle brains around you on that road, which is insufferable. Matter of fact, I can't think of a nice road in the whole South Hills, but that's just me. Or being stuck behind somebody in traffic and not moving. And having on this radio station. And I want you to think about listening as I call up the next caller And instead of it being Bill from Crafton or Rick or Nan, it is Iceman. And assuming that Iceman is you, or any other number, Thor or Iron Man or Aquaman or Green Lantern or Captain America, I know you're out there. I believe in you. And I know that you're out there perfectly capable of not just calling 866-391-1020 and presenting yourself as one of these characters, which is just another way of basically saying this was my favorite. But you have to understand, I don't know what you're talking about. I literally do not know who Professor X was unless I had him in college or law school. Andy is looking at me from the newsroom like I've lost my skull. Ashley's laughing like I've lost my skull. So I think if I'm driving down the road and I'm looking for a little entertainment today, and I'm trying to take this man's passing and honor him. And by the way, I have something that Halle Berry put up on Twitter last night that he wrote in 1968 that is anything but comic book material that I have to read. I'm thinking to myself, I'm fairly amused, and I'm waiting for the next call to see if it's going to be Mr. Fantastic or the Invisible Woman. If you don't want to play along with that, and if you just didn't like comic books, and you don't know who the, and you're in my camp, you could be Bill from Crafton. If you have no use for who this guy was, that's fine as well. If this is as devastating to you as it seems social media reflects, and you want to be Wasp, you have an opportunity of a lifetime. You could live out your fantasy. Okay, a couple of things. I'm going to get to Big Cousin Dave momentarily. Mr. DJ Sway is a follower. Let's do some third person here. He follows Ellis Cannon on Twitter, and he has a photograph that he sent to me at Ellis Cannon that is his game room. It is a Marvel shrine. If you go, you'll see it. I've already done a retweet, including KDK Radio. So if you follow at KDK Radio, you ought to see it. My game room is a Marvel shrine, replica comics in frames all around, and I have hero figures and a Spider-Man decal on the mini fridge. Stan Lee was and always will be the man of Marvel. It's rare to see somebody do this. It's rare to see the brilliance behind Mr. Sway. And it's even rare that somebody sends something out like this without it being decked out in Steeler jerseys. So as a result, we honor you, Mr. Sway, who corrects me when I had mentioned Aquaman and so forth. I told you I'm clueless. See, here's the thing. It says in front of me from Wikipedia, Ashley got this, comics worked on, DC Comics. And this is just imagine Stan Lee creating. And it goes through all of these guys like Sandman and Catwoman. And I know he didn't have anything to do with that. And then Mr. Sway responded, Aquaman and Green Lantern are DC Comics and not Stan Lee or Marvel. I stand corrected, Professor. It also turns out that Andy is our resident comic book expert, and he tells me he's good because he is engaged and therefore has that part of things covered. It's not like he's going to be considered weird He told me that I would be a combination of Billy Batson as Shazam, whose alter ego was a 15-year-old boy TV/radio reporter. It's obviously it's me. I'm only about 15 these days. And Matt Murdock, the aforesaid superhero attorney called Daredevil. So I'm apparently a combination of Shazam and Daredevil. And I've got to figure out how to make those two names work. Andy claims, well, he has a full-time job in the newsroom. He can be our resource this afternoon if we need him. Let's start with the calls at 866-391-1020. Big Cousin Dave, I don't have that on my list of superheroes. But you in your own way are, because you serve this country in the military.
Well, and I use BCD as my nom de guerre.
Oh, I could tell.
My nom de guerre.
Yeah, well, you're an elitist, you're a globalist. So tell me tell me about this. You're driving on 88?
No, I've driven on 88 a million times. And let me tie this into the Marvel Universe story. You've already been corrected on Aquaman and Green Lantern and DC versus Marvel, so I'm not going to go there. But just pretend that you are in a Stan Lee comic book when you get on 88 and you, boom, you're in an alternative universe.
Well, that's pretty much what it is to begin with. I don't have to fantasize about that, but go right ahead.
You know what I'm saying? And so all you have to do is act like you're in an alternative universe. The rules of gravity and physics and light do not apply. the lower your intellect is, the better you will handle Route 88.
I can't disagree with you. I mean, look, it needs decommissioned.
I would say, become stupid man.
Oh.
and you'll live a lot longer and happier.
Yeah, that's probably true because you're just not gonna. It's not gonna wear on you.
Exactly. Become stupid, man. Just shut your brain off and just go with the flow.
All right. Well, by the way, your gut reaction to us not getting Amazon is what?
Well, here's the thing. I actually did work on when we tried to get the Saturn plant. I worked for the county in those days. And we went through the same process of putting together land profiles and everything else. And it ended up going to Smyrna, Tennessee. And there was always... Our reason then, the reason back in the 80s, was because Tennessee was a right-to-work state, and Pennsylvania was not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So GM did not want a union shop for the Saturn plant.
Okay.
Now, what I would say is, my reaction to this is, it's a very competitive process. It seems like it was pretty open. You know, it seems like, you know, we laid our cards on the table, and... It's about kind of what you want to give back. And my friend Jay Costa said it right. He said, you know, well, okay, we've been holding these properties, which we did for the Saturn plan as well. We've been holding these properties in economic development to keep them off the market while we were in this negotiation.
Right.
But now that that's done, okay, they're back on the market. Turn the URA and economic development loose and put them back on the market, and let's see what, and start packaging other companies.
Well, yeah, absolutely right. I mean, I'm not so sure I just want to put it on the block for Billy to pick up. I still want to be able to turn it into something bigger. If Rich doesn't have somebody who's the Secretary of Corporate Retention Global in the department, that needs to change right now. Right now, because somebody should be full-time only doing this. I assume he does, but I'm just throwing that out there. Sure, I just saw that today is something called hashtag World Kindness Day. Wow. All right, we have two more hours to go. Looking forward to it. Line the calls up right now. 866-391-1020. And, the Amazon thing, you know this is true. You know you've already heard this at work. You know you've heard it in your head. You know you heard it at the bar. You know you've heard it. Good riddance. If they didn't want to come here, the heck with them. You know that occurred. We'll talk about that and more. Two more hours to go. KDK Radio Midday.